a wonderful way to learn about the political, cultural, and social history of our continent. Just as broad advantage is now being taken of the centenary of the Great War to remember and to reassess, so I hope that Great Continental Railway Journeys programmes help us to understand what Europeans stood to lose. But the programmes are full of joy, too. We celebrate the eccentricities of nations as we build castells or people steeples in Catalonia. I battled a huge mechanical dragon in Germany and impersonated a ski jumper on a zip wire in Norway. I've been beaten with birch twigs in a Russian bathhouse, heated to melting point in a Swedish sauna, and I tumbled from a toboggan in Austria. I've danced my way across the continent, with a horse in Spain, with a man in Vienna, with a high school graduating class in Warsaw, and in a Roman theatre in Bulgaria. There have been some great railways to admire. The Schaffberg Bahn, powered by a steam locomotive built on a slope, and the line that climbs through tunnels to Europe's highest station at the Jungfraujoch. I enjoyed the first transalpine line through Austria's Semmering Pass and the tracks that hug the riverbanks between the steam